in a world teeming with unexpected wonders. Prepare yourselves, dear readers, to meet a sovereign sensation like no other, the illustrious and utterly unique ruler known far and wide as the King of Pigs. As we delve into the snortastic saga of this porcine potentate, hold on to your belly laughs, for this is a tale that transcends even the wildest imaginings of a delusional mind. Picture, if you will, a realm where barnyard diplomacy meets haute couture chic. Behold the regal sight of the King of Pigs, resplendent in a dazzling golden crown perched upon his snout, proclaiming his royal lineage with every majestic snuffle, draped in pink silk robes that cascade down his portly frame like a waterfall of elegance. Our swine sovereign sets the standards for snazzy swine fashion. Hashtag ad. That would leave even the most sophisticated stylist squealing with envy. But what truly sets the King of Pigs apart is not just his sartorial splendor, but his discerning taste in gastronomy. A connoisseur of the finest truffle-infused slop and the crispiest apple cores. This royal hog's appetite is rivaled only by his impeccable manners. He is known to delicately dab his snout with a silk napkin after each princely feast. His court is a spectacle of swine society, with an entourage of loyal subjects ranging from the aristocratic sour dowagers to the boorish bards who serenade his daily trot. The palace itself, a whimsical haven of mud and marble, stands as a testament to the piglet preposterousness of it all. In a world that often takes itself too seriously, the King of Pigs reigns supreme as a beacon of bountiful belly laughs. Long may his curly tail curl and his crown gleam with porcine pride. For he is the sovereign of satire and the master of mirth. All hail the King of Pigs, a ruler whose legacy is etched in the annals of swinish splendor and who has hogged the limelight of our hearts.